This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if the country was really worried about public health, they wouldn't have locked us down. They wouldn't have kept the kids out of school. It wouldn't have caused them to double their BMI or the increase and get heavier. As obesity is a public health crisis, causes diabetes, heart disease, dementia, all sorts of things. And so, sadly, the rate of body mass index change in children nearly doubled from March to November 2020 compared to the rate of the BMI change before the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, that's what happens when kids can't be in school and they can't play outside. I think you couldn't be outside without a mask and the kids couldn't breathe. And, by the way, lack of oxygen and being able to get your full deep breath can affect your metabolism, no doubt. So this was a study published Thursday in the U.S. CDC report on morbidity and mortality. The team used a medical record database to compare BMI changes in 432,000 U.S. children between the ages of 2 and 19 before and during the pandemic. BMI is a measure that uses height and weight data to track changes in weight relative to height. They say all of the children in the study experienced significant increases in the rate of BMI change during the pandemic, except for children who were underweight. The increase was especially high in younger children and those with obesity. They said preschool and school-aged children, particularly those with obesity, had harder pandemic-associated increases in BMI than did adolescents. That's according to corresponding author Samantha Lang, an epidemiologist in the CDC's population health and healthcare team. They say this may be due to closure of many child care centers and elementary schools during the pandemic, which reduced access to healthier food choices and organized exercise programs. So in children with obesity, according to CNN, the rate of change was 5.3 times higher during the pandemic. That could lead to very significant weight gain. During the 8 months of the study period, children with moderate or severe obesity gained an average of 1 and 1.2 pounds per month. Weight gain at this rate over 6 months is estimated to be about 6.1 and 7.6 pounds respectively, compared with 2.7 pounds in a person with healthy weight. So the heavier you are, the more you are behind the eight ball when it comes to weight. We've all seen that. It's definitely not easy. So the author said the study is the largest and first geographically diverse analysis looking at the impact of the pandemic on BMI and the first to show results by initial BMI category. All right, so in terms of the weight, you know, we've talked about this. All right, if you don't have sunlight and you have access to vitamin D, if you don't have your sports, you don't have your, sitting in church in the morning. You know, rather than sleeping in and then eating a bunch of pancakes, I mean, Sunday morning, as everybody get dressed, you know, find your shirt, find your tie, you know, eat a quick bowl of cereal, and then let's get to praying. And you're in there not eating. You're not home. You can't be home. When you're home, you eat. You lose track of time. We've talked about this. This is nothing new. I mean, this isn't rocket science here. So if kids aren't at their football practice or their cheerleading practice or they aren't at their dance class or they aren't running around with kids or they're not getting that peer pressure, wow, that person over there is pretty skinny. And, you know, I notice, you know, they're eating salad. Maybe I need to do that too. Kids just can't be around their parents. It just doesn't work. It's just not healthy. Kids have to be around other people. So some parents are, all right, well, why don't we pack their lunch? Now kids are going back to school. We can pack their lunch. Okay, that's fine. That's nice. But once you gain the weight, I don't know if any of you have ever been through this, but, you know, I was not skinny, but my weight was in pretty good control, you know, for most of my life. Even after the babies, I was able to lose the weight and be fine. But then something happened. I don't know if it was perimenopause, but the weight just skyrocketed. And when the weight skyrocketed, then trying to lose it has been impossible. And even if you do lose it, you go right back. You keep going right back. And so we never should have let the kids gain the weight. Now, some of you say, Dr. Dodd, it was only a few months. Come on. These parents could have still done a better job. Not really. Because remember, it wasn't just about the lockdown. It was about any one of us could die at any time. Any one of us could die. We assumed the kids would be okay, but look now. Now kids are, you know, affected too and being hospitalized. So what would I have done? Well, I definitely would have not done the lockdowns like they did. I definitely would have not kept kids out of school. I would have immediately moved to smaller learning formats, whether they had shorter school days, whether they did a lot of it outside. If the weather didn't permit, we would alternate using the gym with ventilation, but I would not have allowed the schools to be locked down for almost a year or two, in some areas 2 years. No. I also would not have, if I was in California, had stay-at-home orders, and I would not have put people in jail for paddle boarding when they were around nobody for feet. I mean, feet or yards. I would have encouraged people get outside. I would have encouraged people walk around more. You know, I told you, many businesses closed down on their own. Businesses closing down would have happened before the lockdown because people were freaked out. Like, people are dying, the hospitals are overwhelmed. So it was already out there. So people would have been on their own closing down. I just don't think the government had to force it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I don't know what's happening right here and what's going on with China and all that. What I do know is, as a doctor and as an American, I don't like things done halfway. I don't think like things done haphazard. And I think we always need to think about things 3 feet down the road. Or what's that term? I'm very, very bad with the common terms that we use in terms of thinking, you know, I don't know, what's going to happen the next 3 blocks, 3 blocks ahead. You guys tell me what, I don't, fix the analogy for me quickly. So Australian Defense Minister Peter Dutton warned war with China is possible and his country should prepare. And this is why I said, what the heck happened when I was gone for 24 hours? So apparently the U.S. has now promised to work with Australia rather than France when it came to supplying nuclear U.S. submarines. Am I getting that right? And I'm covering this not because I am here to give you a full account of all the ins and outs. I don't know much about our relationship with Macron. I know they're upset with them getting kind of slighted with this, and they canceled a D.C. event, and there's now all sorts of, you know, issues. Britain, of course, is worried that they might be dragged into a war if China invades Taiwan. China has been eyeing Taiwan for a while. And here we are with everything else going on, with Afghanistan, with COVID, with migrants, with, you know, mandates. We're kind of in a position now where we probably need to brace ourselves for some sort of international stunt or something that could then draw us into a war. And I was asked last week if I thought war was going to be imminent. Will we see a war in Biden's administration, during Biden's administration? I can't say yes, because I think Biden is going to retire before that. I don't see Biden lasting long, or I see Biden wanting to make up for some from past transgressions and issues with women and being able to end his legacy on a high note by saying, look, I'm going to give you guys your first female president, and Kamala will now take over for me, so I have therefore made the first female president for you all, and you didn't have to go through an election. So that's what I predict. I know it kind of seems out there a little bit, but I just don't see him lasting that long. And so but do I see us having foreign policy disasters that can sadly put us in a position where we are going to be in a war, whereas we might not have been a war with Trump? I do. And I know people are back and forth on, you know, was Trump was a loose cannon. And I've heard Joy Behar, and I've heard people say, oh, yeah, he was a lunatic, and he was this, and he was this. I don't think this country ever felt safer. I mean, you know, this is a really, really weird, kind of scary time, not because we fear China or we fear North Korea or we fear Russia, but we fear our own president's willingness and determination and resolve to put America first and to protect our borders and protect this country. And so even if you say the Afghanistan thing was a one-off, I mean, we're just seeing all across the board. I mean, what is national security? Okay, so if I'm a physician and I want to, let's say, protect your body, I need to protect your body on a whole variety of fronts. I need to make sure internally you have a good immune system. Externally, we may give you a vaccine. We try to prevent you from getting sick by telling you to avoid others. You maybe use a mask, as long as you can breathe through the mask, and the mask is actually worth something. And then if you do have a sort of medical issue, then we are there to help fight it. We got medications that we could use. And then, of course, with prevention, making sure you are not being exposed to things that you shouldn't have to be exposed to. One of the reasons why we have an immigration policy isn't so much for elections, which a lot of people think, but it is to keep in check public health and infectious disease coming in. A lot of things happen in other countries that they don't want happening here. That's why Ellis Island had such a huge, so many resources on medical screenings. So when it comes to, you know, our defenses, when it comes to foreign policy, and again, I'm no foreign policy expert, but we do it very similarly as doctors do, and in health, right? We make sure that, one, we have a strong immune system, or we have a strong army. Two, we want to prevent pathogens from getting to you. So we want to prevent terrorists from getting to you. We may not be able to stop every little terrorist party, you know, attack planning party, But we make sure we have a good defense. In our bodies, we have our skin. We have our immune system. In America, we have our borders. And we have our military. And then if we do have to act, we're prepared. Sometimes we need allies. Sometimes we need the UK. Sometimes we need France. We've had allies in these people for a very long time. We haven't been to war with France for hundreds of years. We haven't been to war with the UK for hundreds of years. I'm still not over the taxation without representation, but you know what? I do like the British. I like visiting Great Britain. We're good. Don't like the roundabouts, though. I still have a problem with that. I still think those roundabouts will allow the British to attack us at one time. I don't like being on a roundabout. I feel like I'm a sitting duck with a roundabout. That's just me. I don't like the roundabouts. But I do like the British. We have gone from being at war with these countries during our war of independence and our expansion to now having allies. So you don't want to, within one presidency, start to do away with all that. Now, I get it. Macron did not like Trump. Now he's not liking Biden. Canada, Trudeau didn't like Trump. Merkel didn't like Trump. A lot of them don't like Trump. Yeah, but Biden's not doing much better on that end. So with our decision to help Australia, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. Again, I'm not a public health expert. It's just we really need to de-escalate some things. And when these decisions are being made very quickly and without surgical precision, we could be putting some people at risk. Now, I understand this whole Taiwan thing has been brewing. China is waiting for a time to strike. Just like the Taliban. The one thing we learned about what happened in Afghanistan is our enemies, just because the media isn't covering it, our enemies aren't, you know, just laying low. They are always planning. The Taliban was planning this for years. The second America pulls out, they take over. Would they have done the same thing during the Trump administration? Probably not, because I'm sure Trump would have gotten all the other stuff out and would have probably, you know, really had those, you know, those guidelines that they said, those requirements in place. But they were planning it. This took years to plan. Just like the 9/11 attacks took years. Our enemies have been planning. There is no doubt China has been planning a Taiwan takeover or other country takeover or an attack on America. And they're just waiting for the timing to be right. Same thing with Russia. Same thing with North Korea. This is why we haven't pulled our troops out of South Korea. We have 26,500 troops. Because if taking 2,400 troops out of Afghanistan did what it did, imagine what happens if we take troops out of South Korea. Those troops aren't going anywhere. They're there to keep North Korea in check and for us to have a base. So, you know, I don't know what's happening next, but the reason why I keep bringing up we need to look strong, not narcissistic, not that, but we have got to have the convey the impression to other countries that, yeah, just don't mess with us. And you don't mess with one American. You mess with one American, you mess with all of us. And under this administration, no one's feeling it. I'm nervous about that. I don't want us going to war. Now, I mean, if Australia needs to beef up their security, then it was a good move. But if we ticked off half a dozen people and half a dozen countries, and we didn't, you know, plan this right, that's our fault. So we're going to be frustrated. Excuse me, and I see some of your questions coming in. We're going to be frustrated that we don't have control and it's being run by politicians. Sadly, that's just the beast. I wish we had more control over politics. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FAA has grounded a drone that was shooting video of up to 11,000 illegal immigrants sheltering under a bridge along the border with Mexico. The FAA putting a two-week flight restriction over Del Rio, Texas, late Thursday. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says people need to know what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border.
It is the most horrific thing I've ever seen. It is packed in as a mass of humanity. They take your breath away because it just goes on and on and on. Infants, little children, people struggling enormously.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. According to a AAA survey, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline up 0.3 cents to $3.19 a gallon. USA Radio News. A parent is speaking out as the search continues for his daughter. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod News Bureau, Chris Barnes has the story.
Gabby Petito's biological father, Joseph Petito, telling Fox News yesterday it's extremely frustrating knowing that the fiancé knows something and he simply isn't talking, and neither is his family.
We are all trying to find the answer, and the only person who knows it, you know, is sitting over in their house over there.
Now, her stepfather is expressing the same kind of frustration.
It's absolutely absurd. You refer to her as the love of your life. Everything seemed to be happy. Why? Why are you silent?
In another development, authorities in Wyoming have begun a search of a site near Grand Teton National Park where the two were last seen together in late August.
An FDA advisory panel is continuing their all-day hearing regarding COVID-19 booster shots. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Jonathan asks, what happens next week with the boosters? When do we start getting our booster? So the booster shot, again, it's a little bit of a cluster right now because we still don't have our guidance from the FDA. I was actually asked yesterday by a reporter why the White House and the FDA are not on the same page with it. So to recap, during the Afghanistan headlines, when that all started to unfold, and that was a big, sad, cluster, chaotic mess, the White House shot out a headline saying boosters are going to be available September 20th. That was about 32 days prior to the date. So when people started calling, going, but wait a second, I got the Moderna. Is the Moderna shot available for me? Or what if it's only the Pfizer? I'm like, well, I'm sure they all will be. I mean, if the White House said boosters are going to be available, I'm assuming they mean all of them. And then we were told, no, not the case. And so the FDA and then the CDC asked the White House to kind of slow its roll because, sadly, they weren't ready. And then we were told that Pfizer was going to be the first company to be able to submit their booster data. In order for the FDA and the CDC to do anything, they need data. They need safety data. They need data that it works. So, by the 17th today, Pfizer was going to submit their data to the FDA so the FDA could decide on if it's approved. Moderna is supposed to follow, I think, a week or two later. And then Johnson & Johnson, I don't know if they've named their date. Once the FDA decides that it is safe, it is effective, it is a good idea, and they don't necessarily have to say, look, for those of you who had myocarditis to avoid it, or for those of you who have this, you know, once they decide what they have to say in terms of people who might have had a side effect or might have had a reaction, and my guess is if they had a side effect or a reaction, they would probably be told to hold off the booster. But once they do that, then it would be announced. So we're talking 3 days from now. 3 days from now, we're supposed to be able to get a vaccine. Now, the debate, they say, according to state news, is going to play out among members of the FDA, the Vaccine and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, or the VRBPAC, to review an application for Pfizer and BioNTech for their third dose. But what's interesting is it might not be the 8 months, like Dr. Fauci said, but it might be the 6 months. So now, because Delta wave is with us, it's starting to go down. We're starting to improve. But because we are still in the midst of a pretty bad wave of COVID, they might want everybody to get their booster now. If they wait for the 8 month mark, my 8 month mark would bring me to Thanksgiving, Christmas. Well, if COVID is down by then, even though I would get my booster, I'm going to get my flu shot, I'm going to get my booster, a lot of people are like, why am I doing this? And then they're going to run into some issues. So I'm wondering if they are going to change the 8 months from your last dose to 6 months. That's going to add to some more confusion because Fauci said if you get it too soon, it's not going to work. They say in regulatory terms, the administration put the cart well out in front of the horse when it declared in August that a national campaign to administer third shots would begin the week of September 20th. The FDA had not even approved the Pfizer application or the other two manufacturers. So the horse, they say, is now scrambling to assume its rightful position, beginning with the VRBPAC. Yeah, you don't want to castrate and undermine the vaccine, you know, authorities when they're the ones that everybody is quoting and kind of going by. That's what's kind of really frustrated with this. And I don't want it to get political. I don't think we should be sitting there, you know, when we talk about boosters, politicizing it at all. But sadly, it is politicized because somebody decided to, in the midst of everything going on with Afghanistan, say, hey guys, boosters are coming out in 32 days. And you're like, where the heck did that come from? So, regulatory public health agencies are now at odds with the administration. It put FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock and CDC Director Michelle Walensky in highly awkward positions. They publicly signed off on the administration's booster shot plan in August. Yet how do they do that if the FDA and CDC hasn't reviewed the findings? Now, some of you might say, Dr. Dahlia, look, the vaccines are safe. Just give it. What's the big holdup? Well, the problem is if at all they have a misstep, if at all somebody gets... We start to find out, like what happened with the myocarditis link, if we start to find out that we should have thought it through, or there should have been some guidance on some people, and, you know, if they got a vaccine or not, if they would have had, let's say, a issue with the third shot, then nobody is going to trust the FDA and CDC. When the FDA and CDC, this is FDA approved, I mean, that holds up in courts. I mean, right now these vaccine mandates that are going back and forth, the big crux of it was, well, you're trying to mandate a non-FDA approved drug. Well, FDA approved then holds a lot of strength when it comes to legality. Not that I still think there's going to be a fight within the, I really do think there's going to be a fight in the courts. So they can't make a mistake. They can't mess up once. If an FDA, if the FDA or CDC mess up once on one drug, then nobody's going to trust them. Again. So what do I think? Do I think the booster is safe? I think the booster's safe. If you had a problem with the first or the second one, talk to your doctor, obviously. If you had a reaction, you definitely have to talk to your doctor, because any sort of reaction could sadly put you, you know, at risk for another reaction if you're allergic. If you had Guillain-Barré, you know, if you had a blood clot, if you had any severe side effect, I don't know how you're going to show restaurants and Allegiant Stadium and a college, right, your proof that you have a medical exemption. I'm not really sure how that works, but truth of the matter is not everybody is going to qualify for the booster. If, however, you currently are vulnerable, if currently you have issues where you are at very high risk for COVID and you don't think you are safe based on your two vaccinations and you want a third, you are allowed to get one. Immunocompromised individuals and older individuals are allowed to get it. So, no doubt. You know, I wish, it's a great question. We also have another question. Do we know if Pfizer can get a Pfizer booster or Pfizer can get a Moderna booster or vice versa? My guess is they are going to very quickly work to regulate very quickly work to approve the boosters, such that the Moderna will be able to get the Moderna, the Pfizer will be able to get the Moderna. I don't think they have enough time right now to study if you could mix and match. Now, have there been studies with mixing and matching? Yes. There have been some studies looking at how if you get a mRNA after a Johnson & Johnson, you could boost your immunity, but I don't think we have enough safety studies. And I know that's very frustrating for people. So if the FDA is going to approve a booster, I think the quickest and easiest thing for them to do is say, all right, if you were fine with the Pfizer, you didn't have a problem with the Pfizer, then you could get another Pfizer. That might be their safest and easier way to do it. But if at all they want to say you can mix and match, I don't know if we have enough data. Now, maybe we do. Maybe what Pfizer and Moderna are going to submit is going to have that. But right now, I don't see it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are being told that this horse tranquilizer, which we've spoken about, the carfentanil, has been cropping up in overdose deaths around the United States. And sadly, this sucker is very dangerous. Now, actually, there's a few different things that have been circulating, all right? An elephant tranquilizer called carfentanil seems to be a part of many people's opioid habits. When you look at carfentanil, It's about 100 times more potent than fentanyl. Now, fentanyl is the strongest opioid in the market. It's 30 to 50 times more potent than heroin, 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. Now, back in 2017, we talked about gray death. Gray death was when people would combine the opiates, including carfentanil. And then there was something called a U47700, an opiate known on the street as pink or U4. And there's a cocktail that combined all three. The carfentanil, the U47700, and the fentanyl. And it was called the Gray Death Cocktail. In 2017, it cost about $10 to $20. And it looked like a concrete mix, and it came in hard or fine powder. It was so potent that it could even be absorbed through the skin. It's the latest of cocktails that have flooded the opiate street of the market, and sadly, it can kill. Now, Narcan, generic naloxone, is the antidote for it. Might not be enough, because one dose can wear off before the narcotic metabolizes, decreasing its half-life. So hospitals and emergency rooms had to constantly supply and be prepared, because one shot for one person isn't enough. Now, tens of thousands of people lose their lives in overdoses, but a horse tranquilizer called xylazine is now being added to the mix. It's a sedative used in veterinary medicine, not approved for use in humans, and this started to be popping up and used in combination with heroin or fentanyl. Fox News is reporting that Connecticut is the latest state to report a rise in overdose deaths involving xylazine. According to a report published September 16th in the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, in this new study, researchers from the Connecticut Department of Public Health found that unintentional overdose deaths in the state that involves xylazine increased from 5.8% in 2019 to 11.4%. And anybody who has died of xylazine also had fentanyl on board. The findings are also similar to those found in Philly, published in a study earlier this year in the journal Injury Prevention. The study found that between 2010 and 2015, xylazine was detected in just 2% of unintentional overdose deaths involving heroin or fentanyl. But by 2019, that figure had jumped to 31%. They say it's unclear why xylazine is being added to the U.S. drug supply and whether the people who overdose are aware they are taking the drug. In Philly, some focus groups have found that people who use illegal drugs report that xylazine will make the effects of the opioids last longer. Remember, people are spending money on their high. They don't want to lose it. And I mean, I'm not justifying it. I think that's bad. You know, we spoke about how many first responders were getting attacked because when they would administer the Narcan to save a person's life, and that person woke up, they were so mad because they spent bucks on that high or that trip, only for it to get reversed. And I mean, what are we supposed to do? We're trying to save your life. Another study that was published Thursday in MMWR, CDC researchers examined how widespread these xylazine-associated deaths in the U.S. are. The researchers found that out of 38 states, xylazine-associated deaths were identified in 25 states in 2019. They say still the total number of overdose deaths involving xylazine in the U.S. appears to be small. Out of the more than 45,000 overdose deaths reported in 2019, only about 2% were positive for xylazine, the CDC researchers found. But when xylazine was detected, it was listed as a contributor to death in about two-thirds of the cases. Now, what's interesting is we might be underestimating. We don't usually look for xylazine. So this has kind of been popping up new, just like I don't know how many times we were looking at carfentanil. So the overdose deaths involving that might be underestimated. So if somebody's dead, and they go, yeah, they had fentanyl. Well, the fentanyl we've been testing. We've been testing for that for years. So we can't say how many of those fentanyl deaths also had this. Most people won't test postmortem for that. Now we have to. So in humans, xylazine is known to cause potentially dangerous side effects, low blood pressure, slowed heart rate. So the reason why it could risk your opioid overdose death is if the opioids are taking over your mu receptors and they prevent your brain from kicking in the respiratory drive as you go, you know, down in your opioid trance. This xylazine could worsen that or hasten that. A slower heart rate and low blood pressure can sadly bottom you out. They say studies of the health effects of xylazine combined with opioids are limited. Some research suggests that the mixture may increase the risk of opioid overdose death. Indeed, xylazine may increase the toxic effects of opioids by potentiating sedation and causing respiratory depression, along with low blood pressure and slow heart rate. So, xylazine is not an opioid. So, if you are reversing the fentanyl trance or the fentanyl trip or overdose, xylazine could still be causing the respiratory depression, heart rate issues, somebody going under. I don't think we have an antidote for it. We would probably be reversing the blood pressure. We might be probably maybe increasing the blood pressure. Maybe, don't quote me, dobutamine, maybe epinephrine. We might increase the heart rate, increase the blood pressure. But we can't necessarily reverse it. The other thing that we don't realize is one of the reasons why people might be dying on fentanyl is because if the xylazine is on board, the Narcan might not work as well. They say the detection of xylazine-associated overdose deaths in half of the U.S. is concerning and warrants continued surveillance of the drug. The CDC authors state labs should implement whether postmortem testing for xylazine would help researchers better understand the role of the drug in overdose deaths. So, yeah, if it's going to prevent us from reversing the narcotic overdose, we got a problem. So, I understand people want to get buzzed. I get it. I understand that people want an escape. I've never really done drugs, but as a doctor, I understand people's want to escape. Man, I feel good after a margarita. So I could just imagine the draw that people have. And when I was given Demerol when I was in labor, wow. Now, the second shot did nothing. But that first shot, I could see how your receptors and your reward centers get hooked. Sadly, it is a bad slippery slope. And sadly, if one medication doesn't do it, you go stronger. You go stronger. And you can put yourself in a position, like, I don't know if you remember Wolf of Wall Street. They were using some sort of, I don't know, what were they drugged out on? It was that older sort of medication that we don't use anymore, and I forget the term. But Wolf of Wall Street, they were in the 80s getting their trip on, and the medication wasn't working. And so they thought, well, maybe it's because it's too light. So they kept taking a bunch, but they didn't realize they were having a delayed effect. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.